The Taoiseach, backed by several ministers, launched the latest phase of the government's action plan for jobs this morning. Speaking at the launch, Mr. Kenny claimed that the action plan process had been a fantastic success. He said that at the outset, they had set themselves a target of 100,000 new jobs by 2016. They had delivered on 80,000 of these since they launched the plan. Mr. Kenny said, quote, "Our overall goal is to return the country to full employment by 2018, and that means there will be a job for every working age man and woman who wants one." Sean Whelan is our economics correspondent. He was at the launch and he's been looking through this document. What's new about it? What's in it that they haven't put in the previous chapters of this plan, Sean?
Well, I mean, this is the fourth of these plans to be published, and every year they are adding to or subtracting the bits that they've done. So there's constant change to these documents. I suppose a handy way to look at it is as a big, long checklist of things to do. If you're trying to do any kind of a complex task, and for me, that extends to doing the weekly shopping, but you need a list of things to work your way through. And that really is what this action plan is. And as some things get done, they fall off of the list, and then new things get added in all of the time. They're also trying to just renew the impetus behind this plan now, saying, look, we've come through the real crisis years. Now we're faced with just, you know, come on our garden, really high unemployment in the country at 10 point whatever it is percent. So what can we do now to change direction? And, you know, once we're through this immediate crisis period, we can maybe start thinking a little bit more long term and a little bit more globally about some of the issues. And one of them is the competition for talent that's going on around the world. What can be done in the Irish system to improve the throughput of talent, the attraction of talent into the country, the production of people through the education and training systems? So they're looking at hard targets like increasing the number of science, technology, engineering and maths graduates by 3,500 per year by 2018, boosting the number of ICT graduates by 60%, sort of three quarters of the ICT job vacancies that are out there now and will be there for the future get filled by Irish people who've gone through the Irish educational system, which reduces the necessity of hiring people from abroad to come into the country. Apprenticeships also being given a renewed impetus now, because that's something that got very much disrupted over the past 10 years. But again, they're refocusing their efforts on that through the state training agencies, but also a much more focused engagement with existing industry to get them involved in designing and indeed providing training and apprenticeship schemes for young people.
One of the complaints about the from various people has been all along that the new jobs, those that are being created, are in a number of areas and that some parts of the country, some of the regions, have lost out. What are they saying about this renewed focus or this new focus on the regions?
Well, they are looking at the regions. I mean, Dublin is more or less looking after itself now in terms of job creation. The regions, though, do need additional focus. And what they're saying there is there's a lot of ideas knocking around in the regions. Are there things that the government can do to help bring those ideas to fruition or indeed get out of the way of those ideas? And they want to try and do things that will pull together a lot of the stuff that's there already, like regional enterprise offices, local government, local universities, third level educations, local industry. What can be done? One of the ideas they've come up with is to have a fund, a prize fund, effectively 25 million, which will be competitively sought after. People will come up with ideas. It's basically reward good ideas and encourage regions to come up with their own specialisms for industrial promotion, industrial development, and grow their own industries and become specialised in certain things, whether it be food industries or information or tourism or whatever it is. If you can make a go of it, go for it. There's a bit of extra cash there and there's a lot of support, and it's just also just getting the message out to people that there is an awful lot of things out there to help people develop, start and grow their businesses.
Are they accepting that there's a particular difficulty with FDI and in particular high-tech companies in getting them to go to the regions, to go to the areas outside of the main cities?
Well, it's always going to be difficult for to attract big businesses outside. I think the days of trying to force somebody to set up a factory in a particular part of the country are over. The firms that come to Ireland have particular needs, and the more high technology that they are, the closer they have to be to universities. And there's only a couple of universities in the country, and that's it. That position is not going to change. What else can you do, though, accepting that certain, you know, a lot of the big companies are going to go to places like Galway or Limerick or Cork or Dublin? What about the places in between? What can they do to develop their own niche specialisms and become players in their own right? And indeed, don't always be looking to the foreign direct investment. Look to your own. It's more Enterprise Ireland than IDA that are the subject of this action plan for jobs, because multinationals will come and go and they will move investments around the world. But if you have grown your own companies and developed up strong, they like to refer to the Mittelstand, these German family-owned companies that have become world players in particular niche segments, they want to see more of that. And indeed, some of those big-sized SMEs growing on to become multinationals in their own right.
Okay. Sean, thanks for that. Sean Whelan, our economics correspondent.